Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1602. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravar and Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shalemi Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, just an interesting question people ask a lot of times. An urn, electric urn or a percolator, these type of things. And sometimes they want to move it a little bit. Obviously, being careful with the electric, that's not an issue. One has to be careful with that. But sometimes they want to move it closer, move it back, move it back and forth. Whatever reason is, it's not in the right place or for the coffee to have, obviously. But we're talking about in general an urn that is, that has water in it, has coffee in it, whatever the case is, and one wants to use it. So the question is urn in general. So it's an interesting thing. There are those who bring down the Sefer Klolim, brings down that Lamaisa. There are those who want to say possibly it could be Klisha, Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kiss, because of the fact that, it's a klisha malachta le'isra. Obviously, it's like a pot type of a thing, like a pot. But it's a little bit more. There could be a klisha, muksa machmas chasarin kis, because of the fact it brings down, you have the conditions for chasarin kis. It brings down on page nun tes that nechshav kli malachta le'isra, she'ika malachta le'vashal, right? You want to just cook the water, whatever, right? We're not talking, nobody's cooking it, but we're talking about what is it made for. That's number one. And Shabbalim, he says, makbish le'lishtamish by shimush achad, that the owner of the urn doesn't want to use it for anything else. They're afraid it might get ruined. And also, they're really their kaveya makim, and sometimes it's expensive, the urn. Okay, so be it as it may, there's a very interesting way of looking at it, the various different conditions that possibly it could fall under. These samovar, electric water urns, these type of things could fall under muksa machmas chasarin kis. So he brings down, he goes through the whole sugya back and forth a little bit, the various different ways of looking at it. So, but Lamaisa Bekitzin, make a long story short, the safer Reb Simcha Benim Kohn, the safer practical applications of Muksa practical guide, actually, it's called. Beautiful safer to have. So he brings down as far as a electric urn or a percolator, these type of things that a lot of times, again, people ask, they have to move it, you know, we're not talking about now at all putting in water, taking out. That's not the issue. Obviously, all that can't be done. Take out, of course you can take out, but I'm talking about putting in and all these type of things. That's bishul. That's a totally different thing. That's one of the lama test malachas. We're not talking about the wire, put in the wire, put out. Just the urn itself, I have to move it over a little for whatever the reason. I need the space over there, or I have to, it's not in the right place where I could pour the water for my coffee, or the coffee inside, it's hard to take it out. Okay. But be it as it may, you have to move it. Some people ask sometimes in reference to with the halachas of cholent, and again, we're not getting into all that, how that works, possibly to move the urn to the end of the counter in conjunction with the halachas of bishul. Again, we're not getting into that also at all. One has to be extremely careful how that works, and is there obviously ask a shayla before they do all these things in reference to putting water in shalant and these type of things, whereby it was burning. You also have to be careful with obviously the kashrus, the zeya, the steam going up. It makes the urn fleishiks. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. But as far as the muksa part, I just threw that out there because when we say urn, we say the usage. So a person should just be aware of all these things and always ask a shayla before they do all these things. So the bottom line is he brings down from the Oz Nidbaru, the Sefer, Reb Simcha Benim Kohn, brings down on page 125 in his Muksa Sefer, page 125 from the Oz Nidbaru, Chele Gimel Sif Nun Dalad Alamaisa, a disconnected electric urn or percolator is a category of klisha malachta le'isser. Let's say it's empty. A regular one will be klisha malachta le'isser, because it's like a pot. It's like a pot type of a thing. But if the urn or percolator contains hot coffee, right, it has the coffee that I'm using or water, right? The urn is being used. Let's put it like that, right? So then it's no different than a pot. It's like a type of, it's a pot with food in it. I'm allowed to move a pot with food in it, right? Because I need the food is what I'm using. If the urn or percolator contains hot coffee or water, it is not muksa because the pot is an auxiliary To the water or the coffee. So that's what is there. It's used for the coffee. And as such, it assumes the non-muksa status. So it's non-muksa because lamaisa, that's what it's being used for, right? So it's not even a question of klisha malachta la'isr, and could I move it, then I need the space, or I need the thing itself, or whatever the case is. But over here, when it's full of coffee in the water, so therefore it takes on it, the pot itself, the urn itself is like a pot with food in it, so therefore would be, as such, it assumes a non-muksa status. Even though you'll say, what do you mean, it's plugged in, this and that, but be it as it may, it would be allowed to be moved if one needs it for whatever purpose, like we spoke about in this. He brings down b'shem to us, nidbiru. Okay, so we'll end off with that, but lemaisa, an empty urn would be klishi melachta le'iser, that's how he's bringing it down. Again, some do argue. I mean, obviously, if it's an expensive urn whereby somebody's very particular, yeah, then we could say muksa machmas chasar kis, if somebody's very particular. But a regular stam urn, it's not a major thing, and it's not where somebody, nobody's going to use it for some other usage in general, but it's not something that somebody looks at as chasar kis. But take if it's an expensive, a special type of urn, then, and a person's very particular, yeah, then it would fall under muksa machmas chasar kis. We're talking about an empty one. But if it's klisha melachta le'iser and it's just stam, then it could be moved for gufay u'makaymai, right? If you need the place or you need the thing itself, not for cooking, but for whatever the reason would be. But again, the standard urn that people always ask about, that where it has water, coffee, these type of things, somebody has to move it up and back and forth on the counter for whatever reason. He does bring down if the urn or percolator contains hot coffee or water, it is not muksa because the pot is the auxiliary to the water or coffee, and as such assumes a non-muksa status. So says the Adzmin. Does Nidbaru, page 125 in Rab Simcha Ben Cohen's Muksa Sefer. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.